You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM.
Okay, back here, of course, in the wash-up of the big game out here at Roy Dawe Reserve. So a really good game of football this afternoon. Karen Patterson Lakes were good enough to run out 30-point winners in the end over Hallam. But firstly with you, Woodsy, they shouldn't be too disappointed. Hallam, I thought it was a really good effort from them. Probably just a bit of skill in the end by Dalton with a bag of six and was the difference between the two sides.
Yeah, they were really admirable. I think they tried really hard all day. Their assistance, their run, their speed. They're a lot of small forward types, small midfielders who love to run, love to spread. If they can get maybe a big forward or maybe a big ruck, it could be really helpful in their quest to win a few games next week. So I think they were really positive. I don't think the coach would be too happy, but he'll be pleased.
One thing I found with Hallam that they struggled with that kick in from defence. They didn't have that that big fella that you could just go. The two big fellas they've got aren't a real marking type of players. They're a bit of they're just tap ruckman at this stage of their footy stage, but you just want that easy get out of defence kick and where you can just kick it to them and you know it's going to be taken. But that, like you said, if they can get a sort of big strong ruckman that can help them in that area, because they've got the runners, there's no question about it.
No shortage of runners, no shortage of skill and speed. So Macha still seems a bit raw to be that big get out kick. So if they can get another ruckman or get someone to continue to present, I think they'll be better moving forward.
The other thing I thought was very good this afternoon too, for Division 3, I thought the stand was really good. For it just makes me look forward to Divi 2 and Divi 1 even more.
Absolutely, it didn't feel like Division 3.
No,
so I thought it was a high standard game and it was really impressive. Skill level was up there as well, so yeah, very good for a Division 3 game on Saturday afternoon.
Just had a look, fellas. Caulfield 112 have beaten South Yarra 49, I believe.
Wow. Okay, well that's an interesting...
It's not confirmed, but...
well, we have got... we are trying to... looks like we're trying to get quite a few scores there.
Mount Waverley 107 have beaten Blackrock 61.
Okay, well there you go. We have got some scores coming through. I'll try and... if I can just do a switcheroo with you boys, I'll try and grab Barnsley to... no, I won't throw that at him. But we'll try and get him up here and he'll no doubt be very happy. St Paul's also very, very strong winners over Heatherton, 26-18, 2-2-14. Yeah, that'll be super. And, of course, KC will be down there. We've got to get our Cougar player of the round. Boys, this could go a number of ways. We thought for Karen, well, they had plenty of good players. Joel Dalton, as we said, 6 goals, 4 this afternoon was very good. I'm not a big fan of giving it to the goal scorers all the time. I thought Jared Williams was outstanding too this afternoon. Worked really hard. Dave Brennan was also good.
Shaw Dennis.
Ryan Parker. Brett Wilson was good in the middle.
Shaw Dennis and Fitcher as well.
And Mark Fitcher, of course. But our winner this afternoon is Daniel Graves, the skipper of the Karen Patterson Lakes Football Club. He too, I thought he was particularly good, young Daniel Graves, when the game was in the balance, when it was really tight. I thought he was the skipper who just really led from the front and really did everything to get his team over the line this afternoon. I've got been joined by the president here of Karen Patterson Lakes. Barnsley, good afternoon, mate, and congratulations.
Emmis, we've never done this before, have we?
We haven't. No, of course, old partners in crime. But first of all, mate, just take us back a little bit on the journey. Karen Patterson Lakes, how did you get involved?
Well, I live in the area, and when I was back still trying to run through this area and the beach and everything, and I'd come through this area and I just couldn't get over the fact that there was no senior footy side playing here on a Saturday. And you've seen the facilities, 2 football grounds. And anyway, as a director of the Southern Footy League, I put the message out, and Mark Boland responded. It wasn't my intention to be president, but in the end, through circumstances, I've taken the presidency on for the inaugural year. And Mark Boland and Len Redden are my partners in crime as, at the executive level. So that's how I got involved.
And today, I suppose, I mean, we don't see all the work that gets done in the off-season, but it's not an easy gig to rebuild a football club for 18 years out of action. We too were very impressed with the facilities. We didn't actually know how to get here this afternoon, so we were looking for directions, got here and thought, exactly the same as you, how come there's no senior football been here for so long?
I know, it's a bit of a secret, actually, and it is a great little secret, but the secret's out. But, yeah, I mean, how big a crowd do you... today's crowd...
Fantastic,
Hammers,
yeah.
I mean, it would match any of the clubs going around. The crowd, I couldn't guesstimate it, but it was an unbelievable atmosphere, and, yeah, and we were lucky, you know, fortunate enough to win. I mean, Hullam were a valiant opponent. I think they've got a lot of potential with their young boys. So, you know, they've got that youth where we are an older side, and... you know, the thing with youth, if it applies itself properly, it will improve. Our boys, their challenge is to sustain coming up week in, week out.
Yes, and of course, the captain we spoke about, him, Daniel Graves, was outstanding this afternoon. Of course, the coach as well. Everything just going along very nicely, mate, at the moment?
Well, I hope so. Two wins at senior level. Our under-19s weren't good enough against Hampton, who picked up, like, we played them in a practice match and were competitive, but today they were just that bit better. So, at senior level, I looked out. I didn't see a lot of footy today, to be truthful, but I looked out in the reserves game and I couldn't believe the turnaround in the last quarter.
Yeah.
We were going into the wind, and we've obviously played our best footy and had a really great win at reserve level. And today we pulled away, but Hampton were really yapping at the heels.
And
Hullam, I should say.
Yeah, we were very impressed with Hullam today. We particularly with their young players, and I think, you know, we thought they might have been able to overrun you. Certainly, much younger side than the new boys, but really competitive game of football. And talking with, of course, one of our new boys, Mitch Woods, very impressed with the standard of Divi 3. That's first and foremost. We thought it was outstanding. Could have been Divi 2, and we wouldn't have known the difference.
Mate, you make a very fair comment there, Hammers, and I think the brand was not tarnished in today's contest by both clubs, and a lot of clubs will be looking around saying, hooly dooly, if that's third division, there's no real shame being a part of it. So, and third division, as you know, Hammers, through our time doing the radio, she's an arm wrestle comp, mate, and it will be again this year. So we do not think we're lay down mazares or whatever. We know we've got a tough gig in front of us.
And the other fellow, one of the assistant coaches, of course, of the seniors, we are trying to get him on board if we can shortly. Johnny Hines, great acquisition to your club. Hinesy, I see he's on the crutches, mate, but hopefully he won't be too far away.
Yeah, well, Hinesy, or Husey as we call him now, he's got his boys in the junior program down here, and he sees the bigger picture, and he's great mates with Andrew Lucas, and it's on that basis with the kids in our pathway and his friendship with Andrew that he's became involved, and he's very well respected along the Peninsula Strip as a footballer and a coach and a person, and as Andrew is. So just a delight to have a bloke of that ilk involved as a 2IC in the coaching structure.
I'm a little disappointed you only said the two. I mean, I thought it takes three to make three musketeers. Jared Williams you'd have to throw in as the third musketeer.
Jared Williams. We know his father, Dougie, don't we?
I think we do.
He's a life member at
Cheltenham Football Club.
Yeah, but Joffa's the little boy with the old man's head.
He was outstanding today. Kicked a couple of goals too.
What I saw of it, Joffa didn't do much wrong, so
I concur.
Yeah, oh, look, these boys love it, mate. This is where they live, this is their strip, and they want to make a mark on it, and that's why they've rallied to the cause. So,
fantastic. Well, congratulations again, onwards and upwards to me. I know you've you'd no doubt have post game duties, you had pre game duties, and all game duties, and what are we off to now, mate? We've just got to start emptying the bins.
I might do that in the morning. We've had a very good luncheon today. We've had our number one ticket holder down here in Donna Bow, state member. She's been down here. Greg Miller, Mike Perry, Paul Morwood, enjoying the side. We've got Anthony Smith from Mortgage Choice Cheltenham, our major sponsor with the CEO of, well, nationally, CEO of Mortgage Choice down here with us. So we've got some quality people taking an interest in our club.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. And, well, as you said, it really looks good for the club, and on behalf of the radio, we thank you for your facilities and looking after the boys this afternoon. And good luck with the role for the rest of the year at Karen Patterson Lakes.
Thanks, Hammers. Very good. And I just noticed you are looking a lot older than the rest of your colleagues here in the radio program.
Well, that's because I do all the work, mate.
Good on you, mate. Thanks again, Dave.
Good on you, Barnsey. And Steve Barnsey, of course, the president from Karen Patterson Lakes Football Club. And no doubt he'll enjoy a couple of quiet ones this afternoon. But really good work by the boys, as we said. KC... we're trying to get to KC.
They've
had the lockout, have they? But we might actually get you turned on as well, I reckon. We'll give that a go first. It makes life a lot easier. But you'll get down there and duck down and let us know when you...
Try and get out.
Fellas?
Yes, and actually, while we've got you listening, KC,
yep.
Also, if you can grab the skipper, number 48, Daniel Graves, he's our Cougar Player of the Day Award. So Hinesy, the assistant coach, and Daniel Graves from the skipper there. Look forward to speaking with them. We got any more around the ground scores, boys? Johnny Tack, I know, was all over it before.
112 to 49.
Sorry, we'll put you on there.
There we go, 112 to 49, Caulfield. A couple of good recruits down at Caulfield this year. Tom Heaney from St Paul's has made an appearance, and there's a couple of fellas from the Murray, I believe, who are Ovens and Murray, who have joined Caulfield. So they'll be pretty competitive, I think.
I'll tell you what, I'm getting worried. I'm getting worried about my tips already. You know, St Kilda City, boom boom. St Paul's, yes, well, they did it this afternoon, Chelsea Heights.
I did tip Caulfield. We both tipped Caulfield.
Oh, there you go. I thought I went South Yarra. So a week's a long time in football, but some very even games, of course. We're going to talk about
and,
next week.
Mount Waverley beat Blackrock.
And Mount Waverley did defeat Blackrock. Don't forget, boys, tomorrow, the radio show, 11 a.m. Of course, Beanie Whiz and the Bug are all there tomorrow from 11 a.m. on 88.3 Southern FM, and they're also going to let you know what's happened with the latest netball news and all the whispers from around the club. So tune in for that one. Our Cougar Player of the Round, as we mentioned before, Daniel Graves, the skipper of Karen Patterson Lakes, did very, very nice work out there this afternoon. Some of those other scores that we did have, Morty Alec were too strong for Hampton. Cheltenham in what we thought was a bit of an upset, boys. Were way too good for St Kilda City. Not just a little bit, they were way too good. St Paul's too good for Heatherton. I think we did suspect that. As you mentioned, Mount Waverley over Black Rock. Morty Alec, we did mention that, of course. Bentley over Oakley Districts, Caulfield. We still are waiting on a couple more to come through. So, and, of course, this one, Karen Patterson Lakes, to the tune of about five goals over Hallam. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have a wrap-up of all the other games, and, of course, we'll have a quick chat about what we've got coming up next week. You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM, where the locals are the legends.
You're tuned to the great Southern Sounds of Melbourne, 88.3 Southern FM.
For all your sports tapes, bandages and first aid, you can't go past Elastoplast. See your pharmacy for all your Elastoplast sports needs this season. The Elastoplast Red Zone promotion gives you the chance to win $5,000 cash plus an additional $5,000 for your local sports club. With Elastoplast helping Toowoomba Rugby League and your local sporting community, you just can't go past Elastoplast. See participating pharmacies for details. Hurry up, ends June 30. Elastoplast Sport, supporting your passion. Always read the label if symptoms persist, consult your healthcare professional.
Cougar is a proud supplier to over 4,000 clubs across Australia and can cater for any of your club's apparel or compression needs. For contact information, visit the SFL website or your local Cougar representative. Cougar are a brand built by sports people for sports people. Cougar, official apparel partner of the Southern Football League.
Are you run down, low on energy, or feeling overweight? Have you been thinking about making a change, but are still yet to do something about it? Vision Personal Training Brighton has helped hundreds of people just like you transform their life. With Vision's approach to eating and exercise, your new life starts with a simple phone call. Call Vision Personal Training today on 95968537. And if you fail to achieve the agreed results, we'll not only give you your money back, but we'll train you for free until you do. Vision Personal Training Brighton is a proud sponsor of 88.3 Southern FM.
This Anzac Day, join us on 88.3 Southern FM for a live broadcast of the Dawn Service from the Hampton RSL. We'll have the full Dawn Service live, followed by interviews with veterans and their relatives, and with nostalgic music throughout the show and historical context provided by your hosts, it will be another Anzac Day to remember. That's this April the 25th from 5 a.m. right here on 88.3 Southern FM.
This week, James Bogue's draft. Drinks to the pre-match rubdown guy. He's got a gallon of baby oil and he's not afraid to use it. In places where nobody should ever have baby oil. Or the surprisingly strong hands of an over-exuberant retiree, for that matter. But here's to you, rubdown guy. James Bogue's draft from the pure waters of Tasmania is proud to support local footy with as much vigour as you. Minus the awkward touching moments.
Reaching into your community. The Great Southern Sounds of Melbourne, 88.3 Southern FM.
Okay, back here at Roy Dawe Reserve, as we say, just recapturing what's happened around the grounds today. Of course, here it was Karen Patterson Lakes, 30-point winners over Hullum. You've got some other ones come through for us, Johnny.
I do. Dingley, 12-12-84, have defeated East Malvern, 3-5-23 at Souter Oval. And Hyatt, 6-3-39, losing today to East Brighton, 22-17-149. Seven debutants for the Vampires this afternoon.
Well, I can tell you there was 14 for the Hyde Football Club,
so
this 21
debutants. That's a lot for a first
I've got to say, that's not too bad. I thought it could have been a bit tougher than that for Hyde, so that's a good effort. Any other ones we got there?
Just flicking through. Don't forget tonight there's Springvale Districts playing Sky, 7:40 at Newcomen Road.
Yes, that's right. So get on down there. Of course, the old Springvale
Vivo. Districts have done a fair bit of recruiting and they've got a lot of young kids in their side, so it'll be interesting to see how they fare.
And, of course, don't forget, we were just listening on the radio about Anzac Day. Well, of course, after the Dawn service, we will be crossing in the afternoon to the football as well, which I think is Oakley District, Springvale Districts?
East Holman and Clayton.
Oh, sorry, you're right. Yeah, back in Divi 1, and we'll go through the games for next week also. So we'll kick it off. Woodsy, you've got the Division 3 matches for Round 2.
Round 2, you've got Hallam versus Ashwood. Mount Wales.
Just go back. Hallam versus Ashwood. Game by game, boys.
It's been hard to pick so far. And don't forget, these tips are in the record. So if we do get it wrong, feel free to tell us we got it wrong. Yeah. And if we get it right, then
tell us how good we are, because we like to be told how good we are.
So
I'm going to tip Hallam in this one. Oh, unfortunately, I've already put my tips in. I think I've gone Ashwood, but I've dropped.
Well, I haven't put them in yet, so I'll do them now.
Well, after today, you've got to be impressed with
impressed with Hallam. One problem again, I think, for them next week is they're going to be up against Paul Weinberg.
They are. Very good ruckman. He kicked four this afternoon.
And also Darren Mottram in the ruck. So just not sure if they'll be able to handle those two blokes. So I think Ashwood would just go over the line. But Hallam have got a lot of good young talent, as we've seen today.
Who did you like in that one?
He's got to go Hallam.
Don't really know too much about Ashwood, but a lot of talent today. I thought their spirit and their desire was very good.
Next one.
Mount Waverley versus our winners today, Karen Patterson Lakes.
Ooh, that should be a ripper.
Absolute ripper.
Mount Waverley got a new coach. You might know Mitch.
Nick Smith
from Port Melbourne.
Yes.
Very nice.
What's Nick's sort of mantra?
I was in my first season there, Mick was the forward coach. He's a really nice bloke, really good coach, knows his stuff. Obviously, he spoke, I think, at the start of their pre-season about being able to keep their structures. Doesn't matter how fit they are, but they keep their structures and their game plan on the tack. They'll win more games than they lose. So that'll be a better side with him there, I think. But that's a tough one, boys. Karen were good today, especially with Dalton up forward. If they can stifle Dalton, I'm going to go Matt Whaley.
Karen Patterson likes him, though.
Karen Patterson likes to me also, but not with any not with any confidence at all.
The next one, Dandenong versus Blackrock.
Dandenong gone today, but Blackrock, young team. I just don't know if they'll be good enough away from home. Dandenong for me.
Yeah, Dandenong for me as well. I think they should be too strong.
I want to follow the leader and pick Dandenong as well. After picking Blackrock today, I won't do that again. Okay, our next game, Endeavour Hills versus Doveton Eagles.
That's your neck of the woods, isn't it? Endeavour Hills or Mount Waverley? You're more Mount Waverley.
I'm more Mount Waverley.
Doveton Eagles to me.
Yeah, the Eagles will go close to winning the thing this year. I think they'll get over the line.
Yeah, Doveton is for me as
just
well.
Just behave yourselves, boys.
Yes.
And our winners over Ashford today, Sandown versus Linda.
Linda, they need Glenn Archer playing for him, every week. I think he'd had the one game there, his old junior club. That's Hallam, was it?
Sandown.
Sandown versus Linda.
Sandown will
win and win
quite
well.
Comfortably.
Yep. Division 2, I'll kick that one off. Caulfield at home to Morty Alec next week, and that already proves that's match of the day in Divi 2.
Caulfield for me.
Caulfield? Yep. Okay. Morty Alec for me.
Morty Alec for me as well, after seeing them last week.
Sky Boys are at home against South Yarra. This is a very interesting game, but
Sky have lost a few players from last year.
They have, of course, a lot here.
Luke McGuinness still around?
Yes.
Well, I just don't know if South Yarra have got anyone who can go with McGuinness. So if he plays, I'd say Sky would probably be a bit too good.
Yeah. Well. No, I'm not.
No, he's on the list.
Yeah, he is. But yeah. No, I'm not going with you. That's all.
Okay, you're going South Yarra.
I'm
going
to go South Yarra. And that one, Oakley Districts at home, boys, to Springvale Districts in the local derby for those boys, Oakley Springvale. Oakley lost a few. I do like Springvale in this one. I reckon they might just be too strong.
Oakley have lost a few. They've picked up some pretty good players, though, and I think they'll be a bit too strong for the young boys.
Well, they do still have Fermanis, though, so... Is that right, Paul?
Yes.
Fermanis is still there, so you're dangerous tipping against them with what I rate the best player in the competition, bar none.
In all divisions.
We'll dissect that in a minute. We've still got time. We'll get through that, and we'll finish off with that also. Who'd you like that one in, Woodsy?
I'll go Oakley.
You're going to go Oakley Districts. Murrumbina, boys. The Beano, of course, Barnsley's old club at home to Bentley next week. Bentley look very strong. Again, this is another very, very tough game.
When these two sides play each other, they usually play very good games.
Well, last year, I think it was about 7 goals the difference at half time, and it was turned on its head.
Murrumbina came from the clouds.
Yeah, they did.
And fell just short. They should have won that game.
Bad kicking, I think, in the end, too, wasn't it?
We did the broadcast game at about round 15 that Murrumbina should have won, and then Bentley came from 6 or 7 goals behind in the finals. Murrumbina at home.
Ooh. Oh, well, that's the only way you can tip it. Whoever's at home, because it's so even. So I'll go. I'm on the bandwagon there. Murrumbina at home for me, and Hampton at home to Moorabbin Kangaroos. Of course, the Kangaroos again with Brian Steins.
The United Nations down at
Moorabbin Kangaroos. Yeah.
Huss Kiki and Ali Kiki have retired, I think.
Okay.
Which is a big blow.
That
for
would
them.
Be a big blow, but
Hampton, Chris Warner will be filthy, I reckon, with the way they played today. And I think Hampton will win this one.
Okay, well, I'm going to go... again, this is another local derby. The boys are only about four streets from each other. I'm going to go Hampton.
Yeah. Hampton it is, hello. Okay, I'm going to go Hampton as well.
Is that it? Again, not with any conviction. We'll jump into Divvy 1 as well and kick it off the first one there for us, Woodsy.
Chelsea Heights versus Hyatt.
That'll be one-way traffic. Chelsea Heights will be too strong there, undoubtedly.
Absolutely. I'm going for Chelsea Heights as well. Second game, St Kilda City, who got done today versus Clayton.
Dear.
Clayton don't play well at the peanut farm. St Kilda City,
for me. To play footy. Look, I'll go St Kilda City again, not with a lot of conviction to bounce back.
Heatherton, we'll do the Heatherton game.
Heatherton v. Dickett.
Who do you go, St Kilda City or
Clayton? I'll go St Kilda City.
They got one more chance to kill us.
Yep, we'll jump into East Malvern. No, we won't. We'll go to Heatherton versus Dingley.
Dingley by the length of the Rockhampton Strait.
Okay, that's I'm with you. And East Brighton, of course, we've got on the Sunday,
that's
boys.
On Sunday.
We'll be broadcasting that one on the Sunday. East Brighton at home to St Paul's at Hurlingham Park. Should be a ripper. Oh, gee whiz. I'm going to go the Vampires. No, I'm not. I'm going St Paul's. I can't tip it. In fact, if I tip against St Paul's, you belt me, can you?
You think they're not going to lose a game?
No, I don't. But
that's true.
Okay. St Paul's have recruited very well. They've got Bruno, Luke James, Tim Blackwood's joined from Hyatt. They've also picked up a couple of other players. They did lose a couple, but
don't worry, they've been replaced.
But
with,
I think
every bit as well.
Well, my heart says East Brighton, but I think St Paul's might just have them.
Yeah, should be a ripper.
And game match of the day, 88.3 Southern FM on Saturday. We travel out to Dunlop Reserve, Hammer and Mitch,
yes,
and Jackson for East Malvern up against the Cheltenham Rosellas.
Well, I tell you, before today I would have tipped East Malvern, but seeing what happened today, I'm not that sure. Cheltenham strong winners over St Kilda City, East Malvern strong losers this afternoon as well. So I'm not going to jump off. I'm going to go East Malvern. Not sure. Well, Trent Hotton still going around there, I believe. And
well, they lost Jared
and of course
Main.
Simon Hart, which we'll talk about in a minute about our top 10 players
they've
in the
lost,
competition.
Jared Main and also Sean Fleming.
Yep. Look, I'm going to give them another crack, East Malvern. I'll go with them next week as well. So
I think Cheltenham might be a bit too good for them.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely Cheltenham after win today. I think they'll be too good.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're just going to quickly dissect the top 10. Johnny
sort of
Tack's got a few, and we'll have our top 10 as well. We're going to do this off the bat very, very quickly, and we'll wind it up. We've only got 6 minutes to go until that, of course, coming up. Black Caviar's coming up just after 5. Boys, we'll get inside and make sure we watch that. You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM, where the locals are the legends. We'll be back right after these messages.
Cougar is a proud supplier to over 4,000 clubs across Australia and can cater for any of your club's apparel or compression needs. For contact information, visit the SFL website or your local Cougar representative. Cougar are a brand built by sports people for sports people. Cougar, official apparel partner of the SFL.
Catch the fastest sport of four legs at Australia's premier greyhound racing venue, Sandown Park. Enjoy an ice cold beer and scrumptious meal in the comfort of our luxurious grandstand every Thursday night and Sunday afternoon. And don't forget, entry to all meetings is free. Not only do we offer a memorable night at the races, Sandown Park is a perfect venue for your presentation, nights, birthday parties and other special occasions. For the latest news and offers or find out more, find Sandown Greyhounds on Facebook or visit www.sandowngreyhounds.com.au. At Sandown Park, we love the dogs.
For all your sports tapes, bandages and first aid, you can't go past Elastoplast. See your pharmacy for all your Elastoplast sports needs this season. The Elastoplast Red Zone promotion gives you the chance to win $5,000 cash plus an additional $5,000 for your local sports club. With Elastoplast helping Toowoomba Rugby League and your local sporting community, you just can't go past Elastoplast. See participating pharmacies for details. Hurry up, ends June 30. Elastoplast Sport, supporting your passion. Always read the label if symptoms persist and consult your healthcare professional.
You're tuned to the great Southern Sounds of Melbourne, 88.3 Southern FM.
Okay, back here, of course, boys, just wrapping up in the final, inside the final 5 minutes here at Roy Dawe Reserve. We're just repeating, Karen Patterson Lakes were 30-point winners over the Hallam Football Club. We've had a bit of a chance to look at Brett Anderson's top 40. I know you have, Johnny, and I've certainly had a bit of a glimpse. We're going to let Woodsy off this one. It's a bit unfair. He hasn't seen any footy in the SFL. And, of course, playing tomorrow, Woodsy, for Port Melbourne.
Yes.
So good luck. Who you got tomorrow?
We have got Frankston.
Frankston at Port...
At Frankston.
At Frankston. So, gee, mate, you should have bought the sleeping bag. You're almost there,
not
mate.
Far away.
Good luck with that one. Your top ten, we thought we'll quickly run through the top ten.
I'll go from 10 to 1. Now, I will preface this by saying this is the players that I've seen.
And
they are still playing in the Southern Football League.
Okay.
So I haven't seen Luke James play.
So you can't put him in.
So I can't put him in, but I'm... But I look forward to seeing him play this year.
Yep, no, fair call. I'm happy to go for it. You give us your top 10.
At number 10, I've got Liam Bowman. First player picked at East Brighton every week. Very, very good defender and very rarely gets beaten. Number 9, I've got Paul Fermanagh. Silky skills and carries the team on his back.
You are kidding.
Well,
you haven't seen any footy.
Well, there's a lot of good players in the Southern Football League, Hammers, and it's all everyone's got an opinion, so doesn't mean anyone's wrong or anyone's right.
All right.
Number 8, the big show, Phil Smith. Probably, particularly in my first 2 years in the SFL, he was very, very good, and I've been very impressed with his ability to play forward and in ruck. Is something that not a lot of players in this competition have, and as we saw today with Hallam, you need a good ruckman and a tall forward if you're going to be a team that's going to be near a premiership. Number 7, I got Simon Hart. I think his ability to turn a game on its head, and also his all round nous in the forward line makes him just about the most dangerous forward in the competition. Number 6, I've got Sam Anstey from Mordialloc. Quality player, being a two or three time premiership player with St. Bede's, and when we saw him last year against the game that we did in our match of the day, his ability to just read the play so well, get the ball from stoppages
and do it was when they were able to be
and just
it.
His ability to lead from the front. Number 5, I've got Travis Johnston, based on... he probably wasn't quite at his...
I'm going to say based on what?
Based on his ability.
He's been ordinary.
Okay, well, you can argue with that. I think if he's had a solid pre-season, he'll become a
acquisition. He should be the best player in the competition.
Number 4 for me is Gary Johnston from St Kilda City. Very courageous player, great leader, and... really, in the last couple of years, he's pretty much been the heart of the St Kilda City side and a team that's gone very young and developing. Number 3 for me. Now, some people might be surprised with this one, but Andrew Jansen from East Brighton. Very, very quality player in the VFL. Rarely gets beaten in the contest. Very good overhead. And... according to quite a few reports, a lot of AFL clubs were potentially looking at him in his time in the VFL. And number 2, Jay Bruno, your man, Hammers. And number 1 for me, Mr. Manpower, Dean Williamson.
Mr. Manpower Williamson. I can throw him in at number 10, Mr. Williamson.
You've got scribbles.
I have. And at nine, you know who the big full forward is for St Kilda City now, at 43 years of age, making a comeback?
Danny Cassette.
I'm throwing him in at number 9, the big cast man. Ash Roberts at 8, Simon
Who's
Hart.
Who's your 10? Dan Marshall.
Dan there. Marshall from Hyde.
Coaching this year. Got to quickly go through.
We will. Simon Hart at 7 for all the reasons you said. Sam Anstey at 6.
Johnston.
Gary Johnston I've thrown in at 4.
Bruno.
Jay Bruno at 3. Lukey James at 2 for me. And at number 1,
Fermanis.
Paul Fermanis at number 1 is clearly the best player in Southern football at the moment. Boys, great stuff today. We've loved your work, as we mentioned. We've lost somebody in the process. KC, I don't know where KC got to. I think he's eating some pies. He's in the room somewhere. We've got to say goodbye to KC. Goodbye to you, Mitch. Johnny Taff. We'll be back next week.
See you later, guys.
88.3 Southern FM, where the locals are the legends. You've been listening to SFL Football.